Our radio play for this week is entitled River Bell. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. The steamer River Bell is ready to leave her landing. With one hand on the engine room signal controls and the other shading his eyes from the glare of the afternoon sun, Captain Jory Massey leans out of the pilot house.
Randy.
Aye, Captain Massey.
All in the gangplank. Cast off.
Aye, aye, sir. Take in the gangplank, boys. Cast off your hawsers.
And Randy, come up here and take the wheel as soon as I get us out into the river.
Aye, aye, sir.
This is a light trip today.
Yes, the holiday tuckered everybody out. Good thing to get a breathing spell. Mm-hmm. Guess you won't mind down there at your lunch counter after yesterday.
No, thank goodness. I made sandwiches and brewed coffee in my sleep last night. I don't believe I could...
Hey, what's that dry dock captain trying to do there?
Get that piece of coal out of my way! Where did you learn to handle a boat? You're up in that first way, I don't know what! Get that second bus out of my way, do you hear?
Go easy, Dad, or you're liable to pop a blood vessel. That man can't possibly hear you way down there.
Well, he can hear this. You see him move out of the way now. Sure, they call him road hogs and Sunday drivers. That's what he is, a river hog and a Sunday skipper.
Yes, yes, Dad, that's just what he is.
Why, when I was a little shad, I could run a boat out of...
Good afternoon, Captain Massey.
Greer.
That's right, Horace O. Greer, in person. And this charming little lady is...
My daughter, Myra.
Charmed beyond words, I'm sure.
How do you do, Mr. Greer?
Well, Captain,
yes?
You told me you'd be glad to see me on the River Bell sometime. And here I am.
Here you are.
Great man your father, Miss Massey. You've only got to meet him to love him. Character, personality, discernment, a born leader, and a man among men. That describes your father here to a T.
Now, come now, Greer.
Captain, I'm not exaggerating a bit, I assure you. You see, Miss Massey, I wasn't comprehensive enough. Your father is the soul of modesty.
And the very best dad in all the world, into the bargain.
Well, of that I wouldn't have first-hand knowledge, of course. But if so pretty and lovely a daughter makes that declaration, I'm sure he is.
Oh, don't listen to her, Greer. Practically living right here on the River Bell the way we do, Myra don't get a fair chance to know nothing about any other girl's dad.
Oh, that's right, Captain.
Yeah.
I remember you were telling me the other night that you wanted to buy a farm and have a home of your own.
Yes, sir. As soon as my ship comes in, my financial ship, I mean, I aim to take my pile and sink it into a nice place where I can bring up my motherless child.
Well, I don't want to hurry you, Dad, but if you don't get that place pretty soon, I'll be old enough to vote, and then you won't need it.
There now, hear that? Oh, thank you, Miss Massey. Thank you very much.
What are you thanking me for?
For telling your father he ought to hurry up and see that his financial ship comes in.
Oh.
I was telling him the other night that...
Yes, so you were, Greer. Now, I'm turning the wheel over to my first mate in a minute or two. I'll join you in my quarters.
Oh, of course. I'm intruding by being here in the Sanctum Sanctorium. Excuse me, Miss Massey.
Certainly.
I'll see you during the trip. I'm going up to the end of the line and come back tomorrow. Captain!
Aye?
I'll be waiting for you at the bottom of the stairs.
Aye.
Daddy?
Say, Myra, that fella Greer sure can spill the language around, can't he?
Yes, I have.
You hear what he called this old wheelhouse? Why, it was Sanctum I've gone and forgot it already.
Daddy, are you...
But no matter. I'm getting to write it down for me before we tie up for the night.
Now...
And then I'll get me a sign painted with that name in gold letters and nail it on the door.
But, Daddy, I want...
And Myra, I bet that'll put some respect into the eyes of the other captains on this river, huh?
Now, stop trying to change the subject, Dad. What does this Mr. Greer do?
Do? Why, he...
Can I take the wheel now, Captain?
Grab a hold, Randy. I'll be back before we pull into Martinsburg.
Daddy, wait a minute.
Watch out for that bend ahead there.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hey, he seemed like he was in a hurry.
Hmm. He was, Randy. He wanted to get out before he'd have to answer a few questions.
Oh, watch it, Myra. I've got to make the bend. Oh, it's going to be a lovely evening, Myra.
Shouldn't be surprised if it's a big round moon shining tonight. Why, Myra, I don't believe you've heard a word I said.
Well, I'm sorry, then.
Gee, your thoughts must be worth more than a proverbial penny, Myra. You sure were lost in them.
Lost is right.
Why, what do you mean?
Randy, did you meet a man with a dark mustache and a Panama hat set at a cocky angle as you came up the stairs after
him? Yes, I had to ask him to move so I could get up. Why?
If that man's what I think he is, Father and I will be on this steamboat for the rest of our lives.
I don't understand, Myra.
Randy, some men have a weakness for liquor.
Oh, yes.
And some can't keep away from gambling, but Father...
Yes?
Well, Father just can't say no to get-rich-quick promoters.
I see.
Father's bought more land than there is in this state, it seems. And when we've gone to see it...
It was underwater?
Yes. So deep that the only way we could find it would be to make the River Bell over into a glass-bottom boat.
I suppose he's bought a gold mine, too.
A gold mine? Why, Randy, my mother used to pay for her pantry shelves with gold stock certificates.
Mm, they must have been pretty.
They were. Pretty expensive.
Well, what do you suppose he'll buy this time?
Heaven only knows what Mr. Greer's offering him. But he's not going to buy it if I can get down there and break up that huddle.
Oh, Myra.
Yes?
I was saying, I shouldn't be surprised if it'd be a big round moon tonight, surrounded by big fat stars. What do you think ought to be done about that situation?
Well, I think it ought to be looked into.
Oh, boy. Come on, moon. Well, was I right, Myra?
Yes, Andy. The moon is big and round tonight. And surrounded by big fat stars.
Mm. I wish we had some music. Then this would be perfect.
The orchestra is tuning up as I came along to meet you here, so you'll probably get your wish.
Oh, that's great. Gee, I wish all my wishes had come true as easily.
For instance?
Well, to start with, I wish I owned a boat like the River Bell.
Oh, you will someday, Randy.
Oh, someday, maybe.
There's no maybe about it. Dad says you're the best young pilot on the river.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Your father said that about me?
Yes, and... Oh, and something else.
What was it?
That's the part I should have remembered. It was don't tell him.
Oh, I'm glad you did, Myra. Your father's the best captain on the river, and his opinion means a great deal. It means I've really got a future. It means...
Yes, Randy?
It means that my lips can tell you what my heart's been telling you for ever so long, dear. I love you, Myra.
Do you, Randy? Do you... tell me again.
I love you, Myra.
Oh, Randy, I love you, too.
Oh, darling.
Oh, dear.
Myra, I didn't expect to tell you this tonight, so I haven't got a ring to give you. But I'll get it the minute we get back to our landing from this trip upriver.
That's all right, Randy. There's no hurry, and don't spend too much for it. Just a little ring will do. One that I can slip on a chain and wear around my neck. Because, of course, we'll have to wait a little while before we tell Dad.
Why? Why can't we tell him right away?
It would break his heart if I should become engaged before he could buy a place to settle down and bring up his motherless child.
Where have I heard that before?
Oh, that reminds me. I haven't seen Mr. Greer around all evening. I wonder if he's up in the wheelhouse with Father right now.
Oh, let him be up there. What do we care tonight?
We don't. Tonight.
Captain Massey, what do you say? I tell you, my perpetual motion machine will revolutionize the world. As I've already told you now.
Oh, yes, Greer, I know, but...
Look out. Here comes Myra.
Hello, dear.
My coffee, Dad?
Yes, please, and maybe Mr. Greer.
Thank you, just the same, Miss Massey. Much as I regret to refuse a cup from your fair hand, I must say no. Now, Captain, I would say...
And how about you, sir? Another cup of coffee?
Yes, I'll have another cup, miss. Thanks.
Oh, there you are. Oh, I thought I had enough for one more cup. I'll go and get another pot.
Well, Captain, what do you say? Yesterday you promised to give me your decision on the return trip today.
Yes, that's right, I did. But the trip's not ended yet, Greer. I'm still thinking it over. Now, I'm tired of buying salted gold mines and vacant lots underwater. I want to get in on something that'll bring me a quick return for my money. And I may as well tell you, I've just about made up my mind to invest.
Good. Well, then I'll just take a turn around the deck while you reach your decision.
Yes.
Excuse me, Captain.
Yes?
But I happen to overhear your remark about wanting to get in on something which will bring you a quick return.
Well?
I've got just what you're looking for.
What is it?
Captain, it has been poetically said that the stars are the hereditary regalia of man, the intellectual sovereign of the animal creation.
Is that true?
Yes. And now, man may hold the zodiac around him with a loftier consciousness of his mental superiority.
You don't say. Yeah. How can he?
By means of the telescope which I have invented. Now, here's a picture of it right here.
It looks like an ordinary telescope.
True. But its difference lies in the transfusion of artificial light through the focal object of vision.
Whatever that means.
It means that the little vision formed on the eyepiece of the telescope, here, is seized upon as if it was the real object itself. The vision is magnified by pouring more light on it, and then it's examined again through the lenses of the microscope.
Well, I'm afraid I can't see any practical use there, stranger. Now, the gentleman who just left has a perpetual motion machine. Now, that will save a lot of work in the world.
Captain,
yes?
Has that man shown you pictures of his machine?
Well, no, but he's told me how it works.
But I've shown you my telescope, and with it you'll be able to see for yourself that there are creatures living on the face of the moon. Think of how you can reap returns with the only telescope in the world that can reveal the secrets of the moon.
You mean I can charge you money for looking through it?
Certainly. And you might be able to sell the rights to manufacturers.
Say, how much do you want for it?
Well, it's worth a great deal.
Yeah, I've only got a few $100 saved up in cash.
I'll take what you've got.
Oh, no, you don't.
Now, keep still, Myra. You don't know what you're talking about. Here comes Randy. He'll tell me which is the best buy. Oh, Randy.
Yes, sir?
I've got a chance to own a perpetual motion machine or a super telescope that will show what's going on in the moon. Which do you think I should invest in?
Tell him not to throw his money away, Randy.
You'll get clear title to either one, Captain?
Yes, sir. And here's a picture of the telescope right here.
Now, Captain Massey.
Yes?
There's no such thing as a perpetual motion machine.
There now, you see?
But if you're bound to buy one or the other, take the telescope.
Randy.
That settles it.
Oh, how could you?
Well, now, you come with me, stranger. I'll make out a check, and you make out the ownership papers to me.
If I had a ring of yours, Randy, I'd hand it over to you this minute.
Wait.
But since I haven't, I can only say, don't bother to buy one. How could you let Dad throw his money away like that?
Well, he isn't throwing it away, darling. He'll get the picture of the telescope. You'll get his money to put away for him.
Well, Randy, what do you mean?
You see, dear, I brought that man on board last night just for this. He's a cousin of mine.
Oh.
I had to save your, my father-in-law from himself somehow, didn't I?
The radio drama to which you have just listened was suggested by a story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.